Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
ChefHFarber.com. ChefHFarber.com is his website. His book, The Spiritual Gift of Madness, is very good, very thought-provoking, the other side of the story. Look, there's no doubt psychiatry and psychology is predatory now. There's some good people in it that do help folks, and a lot of them have spoken out. I mean, so there's some truth to all of it. There's truth to archetypes and Jungian psychology. There's a lot of good stuff there in my humble view. And there are good counselors. There's some good there. But the thing directing it is Big Pharma, and they know full well what these drugs are doing. I know so many people that have car wrecks and have a hurt back, and they go, I think you're depressed. Here's the hospital psychologist. We need to put you on Luvox or whatever it is. And I know people that go on this stuff that are totally different people. Now, if somebody's completely out of their mind or whatever, trying to kill people, psychotic, yeah, whatever. But the point is, it's definitely predatory. It's the new form of slavery. And I wanted to give you some final comments, Dr. Seth Farber, on this subject. Because if we live in a country where they can have psychology today, because, I mean, I run a crew of over 50 people. I work 17 hours a day, 16 hours a day. I'm a smart, hardworking guy. And I know what I'm talking about and break national news stories every week. And they say I'm mentally ill. We yeah. know this is a political weapon.
Right. Yes, they did that to Barry Goldwater in when he ran for president in 1960. Yeah. The psychiatrists got together, and the thing is, they do it to people, as you say. If they can do it to you, think of the poor guy who just doesn't want to do his homework or who isn't getting along with his teacher or something. This is a symbiotic relationship between psychiatrists. As you say, it's a parasitical system. It's like the military-industrial complex, it needs diseases. Now, what Bob Whitaker, who wrote a book, has shown now, you look at all the statistics, and in fact, so-called schizophrenics and bipolars are much, much, much more likely to get better and recover if they don't take the drugs. Now, I'm not saying, let me give a warning here now. Please, anyone listening to me, do not get off these drugs. Don't just flush them down the toilet. They are highly addictive drugs, and you must get off them slowly. But the point is, what you see is that people who are on these drugs for the so-called antipsychotics for 10, after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they're no longer functioning. It turns them into zombies. And we find that the people who have made a full recovery, and this is without even the best of treatment, when we have the best of treatment like we had in Soteria House and some of these other places, then they get better. Now, my first client in New York when I came back after my PhD was labeled schizophrenic. I got in a battle with his mother. You got it. She was calling up the clinic, wanted to get me fired because I told him, John, you don't need these drugs. And what happened to him, Alex? I didn't know what happened to him because I got fired from the clinic for encouraging people to get off of drugs. 10 years later, he called me. This is a guy that everybody said was schizophrenic for 7 years. And he's not alone. There are many people like him today. And he got off the drugs slowly or maybe a little too quick, and it was hard. But he'd been off the drugs for 10 years, and his parents weren't talking to him. And now it's 25 years that this person who was labeled a chronic schizophrenic has been off the drugs. And this is what happens also in the people in the mental patients liberation movement.
Well, what about A Beautiful Mind? That's a true story. He got to where he can handle it without drugs.
In fact, that's a perfect example, Alex, because you see again how big money corrupts. Because when they made the movie, they have him saying in the movie, these new drugs were what saved me. Whereas he said in real life, if you read the book, he got off the drugs completely. He couldn't stand them. New drugs or old drugs. The psychiatric pharmaceutical complex has such power in American society today.
No, I read that book, and I noticed in the movie it was the opposite. Yeah. An incredible. Wow. Well, very impressive info. Dr. Seth Farber, thank you so much for coming on with us. We'll definitely get you on for a full hour soon.
Thank you, Alex. Great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for what you're doing for people to get them to think outside the box. We'll be right back, or outside the Prozac bottle. Big nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps support free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can support your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-261-4431. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to promote your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Turn me loose! I'm a live wire, transmitting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. We're being brought in by a motley group of fellas. And when it comes to liberty, I am motley, ladies and gentlemen. I am not bowing down. I am not a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 13th day of August, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, very interesting fellow. Really interesting war story. Seen a massive amount of combat. If you can dig it out of him, he's going to be in studio with us. Friends, of course, with the award-winning reporter Michael Hastings, whose car blew up. New mainstream news developments on that, on his car was not going as fast as they said. It did blow up, according to witnesses and video, and he was investigating the CIA director. That was what he was looking into, and that's what he told friends as well, when the car went boom. So he'll be popping in with us in the next hour. Dan Dix, Press for Truth from Canada, is down here visiting with us, working on Obama Deception 2 with us. Around the country shooting amazing B-roll for us. He's down here working on the film with us. He'll be popping in. And then Dr. Seth Farber, who's a psychiatrist, will be getting into how the psychological definitions they're coming out with just say, saying that if anybody basically wants any liberty or any type of freedom, that they are mentally ill. So that is coming up today. In the third hour. This first hour, of course, will be jam-packed with news and information here. I want to get into Obamacare. Now that it's being implemented, everything that was in the bill that they wouldn't let us see until days before they passed it two-plus years ago is now coming out. And if you go up to DrudgeReport.com, it has probably the largest group of stories breaking down exactly what's going on. Insurers need not set limits on out-of-pocket expenses, it's now being announced. Sebelius is coming out and saying this is not a bait and switch, which is exactly what it is. Continuing, McConnell is saying don't open Obamacare exchanges if privacy isn't protected. Well, I mean, it's designed under Obamacare to give all your data to every federal, state agency, and thousands of corporations. That's all on record. Low premium, high deductible health plans endangered. It was always meant to get rid of health care insurance competition to the Big Ten or so insurance companies that wrote the bill with Mitt Romney and then got Obama to ram it through because idiot Democrats will support any fascist gang rape by corporations if it's got a Democrat over it. Also, employer fine will swell despite delay. That's right. No one gets any free health care unless you're illegal aliens, basically. And then it cuts the quality of the care, lets government tell doctors what care they're going to give with the death panels, and is designed to, in the next 5 years, rape everyone financially and then implode the healthcare system. 61% of doctors announced they're going to take early retirement. That's in big Gallup polls. It's designed to absolutely federalize everything else. The feds are coming to medical doctors of all types and saying, you get with the program, join our combines, and we'll give you protection from all these new rules that are written to where all of you can be put in jail for anything. Not dotting an I, not crossing a T, you name it, you're gone. You name it, it's over. You name it, it's the end for you, unless you sign documents and join us. So it is the nationalization, the socialization of healthcare happening right now, the destruction of one of the best healthcare systems in the world, now taken over by the eugenicists and the social engineers to fully run our lives. And if you play ball with the New World Order, you'll get your healthcare. If you don't, you won't. Just like if you're not a Democratic donor, you can't keep your General Motors dealership, even if you've had it 85 years. And then Democratic Party donors, they get your dealership. And that's all on record. I mean, it is just the wholesale shutting down of the entire society across the board. And this has always been the program. This has always been the plan. This has always been the operation. This has always been the program. Shut down America, pass regulations and taxes that no one can pay except the insiders who are exempt and write the loopholes for themselves. This is command and control economy by offshore megabanks that are make the mafia look like sweethearts, completely shutting everything down right now. Meanwhile, to divert us, they make everything about race as a distraction and a diversion when black mobs, who have been encouraged to do this by the media, attack white people every day, beating their brains out and shooting them and killing them. It never makes it out of the local news. I've got cases of that in the local news from different parts of the country. In Minnesota and other areas yesterday, one white guy was beat up by a group of 40 black people, his head beat in. That's in all the police reports. He's in a coma. And that's just the way it is. One more dead cracker if they take him off the life support. MSNBC jokes and says it's time to get the crackers. Al Sharpton says it's the cracker asses that have the guns. We're going to get them. Fox Sports says it's racist whites that have the guns. This is meant to invoke whites to become racist to then have a clash of civilizations. There it is, man in coma after black mob of 50 pummels him. WorldNet Daily reporting on that. But this is the type of issue to, again, invoke racial division so that then it can selectively be focused on by the media to accelerate the clash while the military trains to take over every major U.S. city. And that's coming up at the bottom of the hour from Atterbury, Indiana, to areas in Wisconsin. The U.S. Army psychological warfare practice is taking over U.S. towns and taking over the functions of elected officials in the CA and PSYOP operation, Command Battalion. So, the globalists are getting ready, folks. It's in the cards. I mean, they're going to play the card to invoke race war in this country as a pretext to send in military stabilization forces, which we will never basically get out of. We're going under globalist receivership, globalist reconstruction. Meanwhile, libraries across the world are banning things like 1984 because it, quote, has sex in it for the children while they teach the children how to have sex at age five. And they're banning Hamlet for violent content and Infowars.com for racist content. I'm not kidding, because we're racist, folks. You've heard MSNBC. They say Ron Paul is racist. They have no evidence. They just say it over and over again. But even if we were racist, we shouldn't have our free speech blocked by Skynet. Politico, AP, Reuters, they all report. Representative William Lacey, Clay on clown, ugly face of intolerance. Obama is supposedly above the law. And above criticism, he can illegally spy, he can illegally detain, they can disappear people, they can give $85 million a month. And again, he's just the front man of all this, so everybody goes after Obama politically. He's just the mask of the bankers, the mask of the establishment. And when they're done doing that, ladies and gentlemen, they can just bring in a new puppet that we all start attacking. And when a Republican does everything Obama's been doing, why, the conservatives will defend it. And the Democrats will decry it. It's time for us to unify against anybody that violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And let me tell you, Obama's a lot worse than I thought he'd be. He's about double what any president's ever done. As bad as Bush was, as bad as Clinton was, to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that's many top liberals have agreed with that analysis and pointed out that Obama is the more effective of evils. So I'm going to take you out to break here with a video that's up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. Video, Boy Prays to Obama. This is an Infowars.com story, and you can go watch the video. Let's go out to break with a little boy praying to Obama. Here's that video and audio.
And for President Barack Obama. Barack Obama, thank you for doing everything and all the kind stuff. Thank you for all the stuff that you helped us with. Thank you for taking the courage and responsibility for everything you have done for us. And God has gave you a special power. And you are going to handle it just fine. You are good, Barack Obama. You are great. And when you get older, you will be able to do great things. Love, Stephen. Barack Obama!
That is the face of authoritarian worship. And it's only the children under great tyrannies that love it, because they create an imaginary relationship like they have with Superman, with whoever the leader is, whether it's Obama or Adolf Hitler. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired one.
Imagine in land of the free, home of the brave, if at a rodeo in Missouri they have a clown with the president on it, and the national media is calling for the guy to be fired. He has been fired. He has been blacklisted by the Rodeo Association. that has put out a letter saying that he has been blacklisted. They're very, very proud of themselves. And clearly the announcer and everybody else were involved in it, and it was part of a skit. Why don't we fire the janitor of the rodeo? You know, let's let the government fund al-Qaeda, murder people en masse, spy on us illegally, persecute the press, arrest members of the media for just reporting news, federalized police, the government openly training to confiscate our guns, saying the number one enemy is Tea Party. They have the military all over the country trying to take on local governments if they stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, just like the county government said they knew the government was planning to do. What was it, Lubbock last year, guys? It was Lubbock, wasn't it? Yes. So we've got all of that going on. And meanwhile, the socialists and people don't like their dear leader, people making fun of them. And so now, don't worry, he's been blacklisted, don't worry. And they're saying it's racist now, and all the rest of it. And this may even be staged. For all we know, we've caught him doing racist stuff to go after Rand Paul. We caught him just a few weeks ago, the Democrats down there at the Trayvon Martin deal, saying we're all racist and saying racist stuff in front of the news cameras. So this could be staged. Quite frankly, I've watched some of the video of it and seen the photos. It looks like it was something real. Sounds like something they did do. And by the way, there probably are people out in the middle of nowhere that, you know, make jokes about black people. I guarantee you go to some, you know, other ethnic event, you're going to see people making fun of other groups. That's what humans do. But the whole point is it big national news? No. It's national news because they want to divert us and distract us. And they're, I mean, I've got the quotes here. They've got a musician saying, it was scary. Everybody screamed, just went wild as the announcer talked about having the bull run down the clown with the Obama mask. It was at that point I began to feel a sense of fear. It was the level of enthusiasm, Beam, a 48-year-old musician from Higgsville, said Sunday, referring to the reaction from the crowd that filled the fair's grandstand. Now, that's where CNN and the rest of them, because I've seen it on TV, are really playing on the ignorance of most people that hadn't been to a rodeo. You may have seen bull riding on TV or something professionally, but not what goes on during the breaks. The clowns always run from the bulls. The announcer always says, that bull gonna get him. That bull gonna run him down. That is standard, and that is not racist, okay? They're trying to say they want to run down our God, Obama, who's the puppet front man for the globalists. They're saying they want to run him down. Oh, my goodness. It's so evil. It's so bad, ladies and gentlemen, to make fun of our leader. No one should be able to even wear a mask of him on Halloween, because that's racist, too. You make fun of Obama. You see all these stories about how it's racist to make fun of Obama. When everybody made fun of Bush. Everybody made fun of Ronald Reagan. I've made fun of Bush myself and gone out with Joe Rogan, dressed like Bush Sr. He was Bush Jr. And he throws me out of a wheelchair. Oh, my gosh, Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, they're against white people. No, we're not. We were doing a skit about them being devil worshippers at Bohemian Grove. We were joking around. It's Belly the Beast intro. You guys can probably find it. So I say this. They say you can't say that a bull was going to run over a clown, and they play on the ignorance of the people. They wanted to have bulls run over Obama. That's a death threat. No, it's not. But here's the deal. This is not a sacred image. Obama is just a puppet frontman who symbolizes tyranny in this nation and collectivism and don't worry about tyranny and you didn't build your business. So now they're saying the Secret Service might investigate because the bull might, but, you know, is that a threat to Obama? What a load of bull. You know what? I'm not intimidated by all this. I want nothing to happen to Obama because he's nothing but a frontman of the globalist. I want him to be discredited and politically destroyed. An American idea is brought forward again, but I'll tell you one thing. I've got every right to destroy the image of the so-called emperor, and I'll do it any time I please. You understand that, you scumbag, New World Order filth? Good. Unbelievable how they sit there and play people like a fiddle. How they sit there and manipulate everybody, and I, for one, am sick and tired of it. Now, I'm not going to get much more mad today, folks, but people praying to Obama. With the media trying to make him some kind of, you know, godlike dictator and all this crud, while the military trains to take on conservatives and libertarians, this country's in danger. And I need to conserve my energy. I got a bunch of guests coming up and a lot of news today. And believe me, I'm not putting on an act here upset on air. I was blowing up during the break. God help me. Does anybody else get concerned about what's going on here? All the news straight ahead. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars News.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there is a opposite side of the universe from NPR and the attempt to brainwash you and put you into a trance with hypnotism, we're it. I am the polar opposite of NPR. They promote collectivism, communism, socialism, corporate cronyism, lies, deceit, division, fraud, scamming, sucking off taxpayers. We support the opposite of that. And I do get wound up in here because I read news for hours at night, hours in the morning. And then I go exercise, I come into work, and then I just blow up on air a lot. It really does happen, and I need to settle down and cover the news here. It's just that it really gets to me to see what an authoritarian country we're turning into and how the system wants to put out the message that you don't talk about government, that that's somehow unpatriotic. If you're a radio listener, I had a plastic mask of the so-called person that is the front man for the globalist as they dismantle the country. And I'm very upset about the country being dismantled. I'm very upset about them shutting off our energy systems, our industrial systems. This is acts of war by the globalists on record, post-industrial operation. And seeing my country destroyed and conquered is very painful so that we can all be collectivized and be turned into slaves. And to watch them pass unconstitutional laws so you can't get your money out of the country, or where citizens can't even leave if they say you, quote, aren't allowed to without even having an indictment or a crime. The country is shutting down on every front. But the movie theaters are still open. There's still all the entertainment and all the distractions in the toxic culture, and it really hurts me. It really gets to me. But here is Barack Obama, and I tore up a plastic mask of our king. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama is not my king. He is not my master. He is not my lord. He is nothing but a mask of the globalist to bring in their world government. And I have sworn total resistance to it. And I'm sorry if, like a race car, sometimes I shoot my RPMs up and blow an engine on air. But I appreciate everybody joining us. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I am now Obama Lecter. CJ saying I look like Hannibal Lecter now with the lower mandible of Barack Obama on my face. I think we've created a new character where Obama tells you the truth. Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment, part of a program of over 1,000 children raised, with one of them targeted to be president as a front man to bring in the collapse of the United States. I am the expression of a 100-year robber baron pogrom to finally bring the United States to its knees. Soon all of you will learn to serve the collectivization. Because it's liberal. As I double the funding for forced abortions in China and Africa, as we move forward with the sterilization via Gardasil in Mexico, I will be praised by all the minority organizations and groups because we fund them from the start through the Rockefeller Foundation in 1910, and we control them now, and nothing will stop our operation.
Because we do it in a trendy, loving way.
You guys like the new outfit? Maybe I should host the whole show with our new friend. Again, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed right there. I think we should have more visits with our friend. Obama took his mask off. He ripped the pieces aside, and there was the New World Order technocrats who want to fight racism behind it. Remember to brush with fluoride, boys and girls, and take your shots. Obama loves you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide here today. Thank you for joining us. I'll do whatever it takes to wake you up, ladies and gentlemen. As they say in Full Metal Jacket, are you born again hard, ladies and gentlemen? Or are you a minion? Are you someone to be trampled underfoot by the globalists who think you're a joke? You know, one of the reasons I've been so upset, can we cue it up? Video of boy praise to Obama. I've done it now, folks. To this little boy, this would be like desecrating a crucifix. This would be like the federal Department of Arts paying, what was it, $1 million to have a group of displays smearing Catholic artifacts in different types of manure. You know, hundreds of thousands for crucifix and goblets of urine. Well, I mean, I just did something far worse for all the little minions out there. I desecrated their king, their lord, their master. And we have this video up on Infowars.com up in the tiles. The easiest place to find it is drudgereport.com, left-hand side. Video, boy prays to Obama. In a shocking video feature, a child seemingly prays for the commander-in-chief is sparking outrage from conservatives as well as more religious members of the public who view the boy's actions as possibly blasphemous. Well, it's not his fault. They teach people in all communist regimes where they have the little kids in kindergarten pray and ask for a school lunch. Because he's been collectivized, the kids are half starving. They don't know they had more food before the communists came in. They just know they only get food if they pray. And you pray to Jesus, pray to Buddha, pray to whatever. They haven't prayed every. If it's in Asia, they haven't prayed to Buddha, and it doesn't happen. Then they go, now pray to Ho Chi Minh. And then you pray, and there is milk. There is oatmeal, there is porridge, there is eggs, there is food. And it's Pavlovian. You pray to the state. By the way, Paul Watson is going to post an article later about embedded messages in government videos where they have you pray to the state. And this is the type of stuff that goes on. And unless you think this is an isolated case, with a bunch of other videos where you're taught to praise him and sing to him and pray to him. And on the signpost to perdition, on the signpost to tyranny, this is a big one. So let's go ahead and let's go now to the poor little boy uploaded on his parents' YouTube as they thank Obama. Looks like a pretty nice house, profiling it. I would guess that these folks are lower middle class, probably government workers. And, you know, or they may be on welfare, but it looks like a little too nice for welfare unless there's something else going on there. But if you expand on that, isn't there a separation of church and state the way they implement it? So if that's a government-paid-for house, you're not supposed to have praying going on in it. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the beginning of the First Amendment. Why are there hundreds of laws on religion in this country? Because it's all unconstitutional. How are they spying on us without warrants? Because we're under an emergency since 1933 when we went under receivership to J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. Look up the paperwork. We've been under martial law, but we were so free, it's taken them 80 years to break us. 80 years to get us from almost no one on welfare and the wealthiest, fastest growing economy in the world on average 12% growth rate from 1789 until 1913. Look up the numbers. The dollar lost almost none of its value. In fact, they had deflation a lot of the times. It actually caused problems. How'd you like a 12% growth rate instead of a 3% fake growth rate? How'd you like a blue-collar job? They've got all the studies. In the 50s and 60s, daddy could be a janitor, and you lived at a house and could have two cars and go on three or four big vacations a year and put money in there for college. If daddy was a janitor, hey, janitors, can you live like that now? No, you can't, because we're being made like the third world. We're not lifting them up. If they had real programs to build power plants and build water systems and then have the local government sign real contracts back, say, to a city, that, like, let's say, Austin sponsored some city in Mexico, and they had real above-board programs to lift them up, then I'd be for something like that if we voted for it, and if locally you voted for that. Because I want to lift people up. That's not what's happening. They go and they pay in the actuaries to break those cities and those societies down. Because they want to make you poor as a weapon of control. That's how the oligarchs operate. That's how feudalism operates. That's how it's operated for 6,000 years. And the Renaissance and the Enlightenment was the rebellion against that. And it's the only shot humanity's ever had at a free system of government. That's why the media spends all day bad-mouthing the Enlightenment and the Renaissance and our forebears and pointing out the day and age they lived in, the bad things they were involved in. Yeah, they don't tell you, though, compared to everybody else, they were the vanguard changing it. They don't ever want you to know that, folks, because if you ever discover those ideas, it's over for the elite that want to control everything and want to keep your mind shackled and want to keep you praying to an incredible betrayer. The healthcare bill was written by the big insurance companies owned by the mega banks on record to make 35 million people that didn't have insurance get it, to control what care you get, to make it cost more, give you less, and control what doctors can do and make you dependent. and then bankrupt all the small HMOs and healthcare companies and groups and outlaw the more affordable healthcare plans. And by the way, we're only a year into this. Premiums, according to Money Magazine, have already gone up 53% on average. Folks, they're going to double by the time they're done by 2015. That's on record. It's not going to be 53 or 52. It's going to be over 100%, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to devastate everyone. Hospitals are shutting down all over the country. The airlock's blown, folks. Tyranny's coming in. We're losing our atmosphere fast. Okay, that's what I'm trying to explain to everybody here. That's why I'm freaking out. We're seeing a total takeover with the military, and I got to get to that. But let's play the little boy, because he looks like a sweet little boy. And he's really there praying for Obama, and he flips back and forth like Obama's a man or is Obama God. And this is really sick when Obama and the people that control him are putting fluoride in that little kid's water. They always say, we don't know why, but every major city that studies it, the minority areas have on average like double the fluoride. We don't know why. You don't know why? There's a eugenics cult running things. They want to stick him full of a bunch of shots, folks, so he is basically has a lower IQ. They want to do that to every child. I don't care what color the child is. And here he is under savage globalist attack as our power plants shut down, as our industry shuts down. And the only thing you can get is from the government when it gives it to you. And here he is praying to the government. Here's the audio. It's disgusting.
And for President Barack Obama. Barack Obama, thank you for doing everything and all the kind stuff. Thank you for all the stuff that you helped us with. Thank you for taking the courage and responsibility for everything you have done for us. And God has gave you a special power. And you are going to handle it just fine. You are good, Barack Obama. You are great. And when you get older, you will be able to do great things. Love, Stephen. Barack Obama!
And then he hails Barack Obama. For some reason, our computer's cutting off the very first word. He says, I'm gonna pray Barack Obama. I'm going to pray Barack Obama. So it's like, you're going to pray for him? You're going to pray to Barack Obama? I'm going to pray Barack Obama. And that's nothing compared to, I mean, I've seen clips on the news where they go, he's like Christ, he's like Jesus, all this stuff. Let me tell you the special power Barack Obama has. He has the special power to put in federal regulations, even when Congress won't pass them, to put carbon taxes paid to private groups on every tank of gas, every watt of electricity you buy from the local power company. Most of the time it's been privatized and taken over. He has the power to put regulations in to shut down industry and to bankrupt coal that supplied half our power. Now it's like 40%. They're shutting it all down. And to have your power bills go up. And to ship General Motors to China. Paid to ship it, $21 billion. This is the type of stuff that's going on. He's got the power with Al Gore on the board of Apple to make sure they have the lowest paid factories in China with suicide nets, forced abortions. He has the power to work with Pepsi in their flavor testing system to use fetal cells in the Pepsi preparation. I mean, you can't make this up. Yeah, little kid, he's got some power, all right. He's got the power to destroy this country. He's got the power to neutralize all the opposition. He's got the power to collectivize this nation. He's got the power to blame when they die on the Second Amendment and collectively blame folks. He's got the power with his controllers to create racial division. And he's also got the power, this is just the news in the last hour, Atterbury to host terrorism response training. I saw this on the news. Blown up cars, burning gas stations, millions of dollars being spent. We have it queued up in the computer. And again, to create the simulant that there's terrorists everywhere while telling police that there's a real terror threat from Al-Qaeda that they actually run. And then here's another one by Kurt Nimmo. That's out of Indiana. U.S. Army conducts military occupation drill in small town Wisconsin. Operation emulates military control of local elected officials. U.S. Army Civil Affairs and Psychological Operations, now that they're allowed to operate domestically, they've always been operating, but now it's open. Command Battalion recently practiced joint control of a small town with local authorities in a realistic training exercise. According to an article released by the Army, 22 soldiers from the 432nd Battalion unloaded their Humvees in Gillette, Wisconsin, and set up four operating bases in the county fairgrounds in order to conduct assessments of some of the surrounding cities and meet with local key leaders. For the drill, the battalion apparently found it necessary to find a small rural community with complete working infrastructure such as garbage and recycling pickup, police and fire departments, parks, schools, doctors, dentists, chiropractor, and optometrist, all of which would be difficult to find in a war-torn city in Iraq or Afghanistan. This is the Army speaking. We chose the city of Gillette for the first time this year because of the size, demographics, and municipalities offered within the city and surrounding areas, said Sergeant First Class Patrick Lyon, or Leon, the non-commissioned officer in charge of the Civilian Military Operations Center. It replicates what we may find in overseas environment. Folks, we've caught them in these drills where they openly admit it's domestic. The Army Times admits it's for domestic operations. The Stars and Stripes admits it's for domestic operations. I have video of these where they admit it, but then they'll always tell the media it's not. They'll admit to themselves it is in public documents, but then tell us it's not. Places like Arcadia, Iowa, they trained to confiscate guns door-to-door. They had admitted it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Oh,
and gentlemen, we're back live. I want to hit some other news before we get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in studio. What a great guy in person. And you can say whatever you want about these illegal wars that are wrong, but I just tell you, when I run into the veterans and people that have been through the flames of adversity, they're just always real people. That's what I like about veterans especially. And that's why the globalists hate them so much, because they know they're not cowards, and they know about the BS. The Bravo Sierra. He was telling us yesterday about government drug dealing, you name it, over in Afghanistan. We're going to get him in studio coming up. Stuff he saw, the DEA, you name it. Believe me, they're not going to like this. So we're gonna wake some people up out there today with Michael Hastings, a good buddy. And he's been in the Army a long time, too. A lot of tours. He was telling me just some of the stuff he was in. He didn't like to talk about it, but I got him to tell some of the stories just to let people know what goes on over there. And he was talking about when they found a real Al-Qaeda base. I'm going to get him to tell that, because we haven't aired this yet. It's for Obama deception, too. But I'm going to get him to say it all on air today for our own safety. Oh, yeah, they're real terrorists, too, by the way. They're not all just synthetics. So we're going to get Staff Sergeant Biggs to break some of that down for you. Coming up, eFoodsDirect.com. But again, that's coming up in the next hour. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can get free shipping on their specials that you find specifically at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And you can also add their cooking kit to your order to get ready to go. They have a bunch of specials, and they just are pretty much doing this free shipping now off and on every few months. It's very popular. Shipping is one of the biggest costs in high-quality storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or link through on the banners on InfoWars.com to find the specials. They are the folks to get your storable foods taken care of with. That's who I've chosen. It's who my family uses, and who the rest of my family uses after trial and error with other companies. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. You can call and get a free meal kit and a CD, audio CD when you call as well, to test out the meals and have your meal planning kit absolutely free, 800-409-5633. And don't forget, we are now carrying the film exclusively, American Drug War II. You know, the last one aired on Showtime and a bunch of other channels, and then HBO later. But the point is, this new one hasn't even aired on TV yet. We have, I think it airs in like next week or something. The point is Kevin Booth, this is like 4 or 5 years in the making. The last one took 5 years to make. This film made me cry, or tear up a bit. Because it's about the CPS grabbing kids of pot smokers. That's a part of the film. It's about how they then put the kids on all these deadly psychotropics and how it hurts the children. That's just part of it. It's a very powerful film. It's got big extras in it as well. The Wall Street Journal said this film is a game-changing moment for both the film and entertainment industry as well as the cannabis industry. The Wall Street Journal. That's just some of the rave reviews. Okay, this is no just run-of-the-mill film. And we are the exclusive distributor of the DVD, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to understand the whole cannabis culture and where it's going and how the government is using it as a pretext for total takeover, Kevin goes inside the Emerald Triangle in Northern California to the giant weed-growing operations that the police know full well about. Let me tell you, the local police are getting their cut. The feds are the ones shutting them all down because they don't like marijuana because they can't control it. They like heroin, cocaine, Prozac, and other derivatives they can put your kids on publicly. So, again, American Drug War II, available now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And shopping with the good guys funds our InfoWar. Second hour, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.